This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we are, and here we go. Another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day Show. How about that for rhyme, Jay? Jay Kirshner is here with me. It's here we are, and here we go. Another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day Show.
Don't you know?
Don't you know? Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I love doing this. I love being here every day. Love exchanging ideas and thoughts and laying stuff on your head that perhaps you haven't thought about before. That's the real goal. But when you think about how that love, the conversation, I've learned a lot about love in the last week. I think I told you the story about my grandson and what my daughter said to me. Didn't I tell that? I think I told that story the other day
about
the connection. Well, I don't want to make it about me. There are a lot of things going on in the world. I think that if you pay attention to my grandson Miles has what my daughter described to me as pure love for me. And I don't know that I thought about it that way. I just know how happy we are when we're together. And he says that's because I'm so much fun. My daughter says it's because I'm so childish. So maybe we're a good pair because of that. I haven't felt the urge to grow up. I have become mature because I needed to become mature to survive in the world. You have to have a certain level of maturity in order to survive, whether it's physical maturity, it's emotional security, mental security, whatever it is, you got to have that. And I've always, because maybe it was the farm that gave me, as I grew up, a different twist on things, because the reality on the farm is much different than what I find to be the reality of the other side of life. And so with the animals responding, think about if you got a dog, for example, or a cat, more dogs than cats. I don't know, the cats show much emotion, but dogs do. I was just downstairs patting Daisy and giving her a breakfast, and the look in her eyes, she looks at me, and it's the same look that Miles has when he looks at me, and it's the same way we've all had people that we loved, women, men, other people in our lives that we would call spouses. We look in their eyes, and you see something that you don't ever see with anybody else or in any other experience. And it is an amazing force. Perhaps, as some people say, love is the most important force of nature. Mm-hmm. The depth and the extent to which you may love, but my daughter pointed out to me that I never was loved and I never felt love and I don't understand real love. And she's, you know, pretty perceptive. And she never has talked to me like that before. You never felt it, so you don't understand it. And that's when, you know, because she was talking to me about how she doesn't see Miles' expression of love that he has for me with anybody else. And so, under the circumstances, startling is the right word, but it was emotionally a wake-up call for me, because I tend to be very busy doing a lot of things in the various businesses that I'm involved in, and I don't give myself time to think about things like that, even though I know I feel it. I feel for him what he feels for me, but he expresses it in the purest way that an 8-year-old who hasn't been beaten up by the world. What can we do to keep our children as we raise them from getting beaten up?
Yeah,
sometimes at our own hands. That's, you know, that's kind of the thing. So pardon the personal reference, but I think that we all can be inspired by our children, grandchildren. Improve yourself by looking at the people who are around you, no matter what their age, who inspire you. And this kid inspires me. And then I have my son calls me with his son who is just over a year old. You know, and it sort of all come, they're very conscious of me and my relationship with them and what they're all about. And Brendan says to me that Jasper lights up when I come into the room. He gets over to me, crawls over to me, whatever it is, and he holds his hands up. So what is that? I realize that they, in their purity, and this is something for all of you, children and grandchildren and whomever is in your world, that you need to allow them to love you, but they see something in me that I don't see. And that's really pretty amazing.
Unconditional love and fun. Yep. I mean, when you are playing with your grandchildren, you're not simultaneously on your phone. You are giving them your full attention, and you are immersing yourself into their world and meeting them on their level. And I think a lot of times adults forget that. They want children to meet them halfway.
No.
And that's just not how it works, especially at such a young age.
Not at all. So anyway, the language of love, I guess that's what we're talking about here in part. Here's some good news. The IRS is about to be abolished. Let me say that again. If the House Republicans, this is the caveat, have anything to say about it, they want to abolish the IRS and eliminate the income tax. This would get me to vote for Republicans because I think the IRS is an abominable agency. The tactics they use, they might as well belong to the mob. And the income tax has been illegal since it was first instituted in 1913 to pay for World War I. It's been challenged, but because of the system and the grasp that regulators and administrators and bureaucrats have over the system, it has been challenged, but never successfully. So now the Republicans are voting in the House on a bill that would abolish the IRS, the taxes, eliminate the national income tax, replace it with a national consumption or sales tax. I say, hip, hip, hooray. Then nobody can cheat. Everybody buys stuff. There are certain things that are accepted, like food, clothing, that kind of stuff. Otherwise, and I've been on this bandwagon for as long as I've been on the radio, pretty much. I remember having a man on the air. You wouldn't know him, Jay. He went to jail, actually, because he didn't pay his taxes. But he used to go around and go on all the radio programs. And I was a perfect foil for him because I think that we have a horrible, horrible tax system because so many people cheat. So many people don't pay. You know, we all listen to Biden and those bunch of phonies who say, we're going to tax the rich. No, you got to tax everybody equally. That is in a term of percentage of whatever it is that you are spending goes to pay whatever the bills are.
Yeah, a tax on what you spend makes sense. A tax on what you, the income
earn,
that you receive, that does not.
It's confiscatory. It is just outrageous that we've let this thing go as far as we have. So there's a vote on the bill. The deal actually was made. This is how McCarthy, this is interesting to get the background story. This is how McCarthy, imagine if Paul McCartney was Speaker of the House.
He said all the votes.
Excuse me. Anyway, so McCarthy gets elected because the members of the House Freedom Caucus pushed him to agree to, when he took the gavel, to allow this vote on the Fair Tax Act, which, of course, you couldn't get through Nancy Pelosi, no matter on the worst day or the best day in the history of the country. She said that would never happen. So there's a Georgia Republican senator named Buddy Carter who has pushed this thing along, and members of the Tax Caucus pushing the Fair Tax Act. I don't kid myself and think that it's going to pass. It might pass in Congress because there are enough Republicans to get it through, but the Democrats aren't going to go for it. Meanwhile, this week, the announcement of how the new agents that are going to weaponize the IRS. Biden's first, one of his first moves was to announce he wants 80-some-odd thousand new agents to go up against small business owners who are supposedly cheats, middle Americans. You know, he says he's going to tax the rich. That's not really what's going on. If you look between the lines and you see what's going on, you don't need 87,000 new agents to go after the top 1% of income earners. You don't need any new ones. You just need a system that regular checks. I know the computer system works because we made a mistake. My accountant and I, we filed our taxes last year, made a mistake. And it was like $3,000 credit we took for something that was only supposed to be $1,900 or I don't know. I don't remember what it was, but I remember that I was surprised and gratified that the computer, you know, because you submit your tax returns electronically. So the computer found this error and sent us a note and said, you know, this is what you should deduct. $1,900, not $3,000. And so we looked at it and the accountant says, wow, imagine that. Yeah, they were right. So that's the kind of thing that if you're going to go through. But the whole thing is so doggone complicated. It's damnable. It is. So here's another Republican named Jeff Duncan, South Carolina, says, as a former small business owner, I understand the unnecessary burden of our failing income tax system. Yeah, right. The Fair Tax Act eliminates the tax code, replaces the income tax with the sales tax, abolishes the IRS. It will invigorate the American taxpayer and help more Americans achieve the American dream. I agree with that 150%.
Hear,
hear. I mean, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who's thinking would support the fair tax because it simplifies the tax code. The accountants don't like it because basically it puts them out of business because there's no reason to keep all the records that you would keep to do your tax return. Right? You don't have to do any of that stuff. You buy something, you pay, I think it's a 23% tax. That was what it always was. But I mean, imagine hiring 87,000 new agents. They can't do it now. Well, they can do it under the old rules, but the new Congress can throw a monkey wrench into it. And I don't even know where that came. Where'd that expression come from? Monkey wrench? It's probably something that isn't, we probably, if we knew about it, we wouldn't like it.
I'm sure
it.
We could ask the Googlebot for it.
Yeah. Anyway, hip hip hooray for the Republicans. Let's make sure the Fair Tax Act wins and we kill the IRS. Hooray. 18 after on Good Day.
For everything your business needs to make this year your year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this year your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in store only. At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Your words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, it's 23 at the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Lots of people in the news today. So social media is trending on a name that most of you, we've talked about Jeff Beck passing away and that sort of thing, and Jill Biden had surgery on her face, and okay, Damar Hamlin, what's going on with him? But how many of you know who John... I'm going to do this slowly and carefully. John Arthur Gautreaux is.
Does not ring a bell.
G-E-T-R-E-A-U. John Arthur Gautreaux. I will tell you why he is a focus of my attention and the attention of lots of other people right after this. Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. 6-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now, you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty to last 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with a DS code on the 6-piece towel set. That's at MyPillow.com. What's going on? All right. So here's a name that has been bandied about since the 1970s. I vaguely remember talking about this guy who was a serial murderer. He killed women all over California over a number of years. He would sexually assault them, and then he would kill them. It sounds like a bad movie, but in reality, this guy is a monster who should have been put out of his misery a long time ago, except that now authorities, whether they got him to admit or whether he just felt at his age, you look at a picture of this guy, you want to strangle him, especially, never mind the way he looks, but what he's done. So he's pled guilty to charges going back to the 1970s, of killing a number of women, but this is somebody that they have been trying to find the murderer, because she was murdered. This woman was a law clerk, and she worked in the library at Stanford University in Santa Clara County. So she was 21 years old. Somehow she came into contact with this guy, and he did his thing. And he's already been convicted of killing a couple of women the exact same way. But then he's pled now this week guilty they got DNA from him. And somehow this is one of the amazing things about the system and how it works, this DNA thing. We've talked about this 3 or 4 times even this week, Jay, about DNA and what it has done to either prove somebody was guilty. Not that it's new, because you see it all the time in the TV movies and stuff.
But it seems more easily accessible.
Right. And so you find the people who really did the crime, and you find people who were accused of the crime, maybe saving the rest of their life because they've been in jail. There's one guy, was it last week, who'd been in jail for 20 years. He wasn't the guy that did the... He was just there, and the police got him, and they made it. It was convenient for them to convict him, and so he got thrown into jail. They threw away the keys, and yet somebody stayed on the case, and they found out he wasn't guilty at all. Meanwhile, this guy, Gautreau, who was from California, had been charged with a bunch of other murders, as I say, and now he's admitted to killing this woman. So what do you? Why is this guy still alive? I mean, we're paying for him to be. I don't know. So anyway, another name in the news here on Good Day at 28 After.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question: did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden's aides have discovered more top-secret documents in his possession. The report does not say where or when the new documents were discovered. The newly discovered top-secret documents are separate from the University of Pennsylvania think tank papers that Biden had in Washington, D.C. That's where the first batch of top-secret documents were discovered before the midterm elections in November. Blues rock innovator and 2-time Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee Jeff Beck, who revolutionized how the guitar is played, died Tuesday at the age of 78. Wednesday's FAA systems failure that caused flights to be grounded early in the morning is being reported as a corrupt file that brought America's air traffic to a halt for a couple of hours. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Again, Doug Steffen with all of my friends, including one of my best friends, Jay Kirshner, on the air with me every day on the Good Day program. Media is following us very carefully because we're into big stuff here, Jay. Big, big stuff. Speaking of that, did you look at the pictures of the women who were pregnant at the Golden Globes?
It seemed like there was a lot.
Hillary Swank. Mm-hmm. Was really pregnant. She looks wonderful. Looks beautiful. I think women in general look beautiful.
Loco's pregnant. Yeah. Oh, I'm
Claire Danes.
Another one.
Claire Danes is pregnant. Abby Elliott is pregnant. I don't know that I know.
Elliott, that's what I was thinking of.
Who's she? I don't know who she is.
She was on Saturday Night Live briefly. She was in a TV series, Odd Mom Out. She's been doing a lot of different things.
Really? Yeah, well, anyway, seems to be the season, if you will. Other good items, there are four brothers who are out in the Atlantic Ocean who are rowing across the ocean. And in a couple of days, these four will set a world record as the first rowing team made entirely of brothers to cross the Atlantic Ocean. Wow. This is something very interesting. The brothers are two sets of twins. 26-year-old Jack and Hamish Friend, and 24-year-old Ewan and Arthur Friend. And they started in Devon in England. They've raised $80,000 for charities. That's why they decided that, why not, if we're going to do this, we might as well get something out of it.
Yeah.
To help people. So their team is called the Friendship. They trained for 18 months. I do too. They departed on December 12th. So they've been out there for a month. They're expected to complete the challenge, the race, arrive at their destination, which is Antigua, sometime either over the weekend or the first part of next week. There are usually a number of rowing teams that are in this, they call it the Talisker Challenge. This was the first time there was a group like this. So imagine, just think about being in a rowboat rowing across the Atlantic at this time of year with some of those massive waves. But then the other side of it is, look up at the sky at night when you're in a peaceful ocean. You see the stars. That's got to be something that is, they have problems with sleep deprivation and hallucinations. They're probably hungry. The ultimate test of what your body can do, what your mind can do, this certainly is an example of it. Plus the fact, how do you know what you're going to get into? What's out there? Sharks? Whales? All kinds of stuff that'll eat you.
You never know when weather may hit.
Exactly.
Giant waves. And like you said, there are about 20 or 40 rowing teams that are doing the Talisker Challenge. And they said that they're currently in fourth, but they were gaining in onto third. But it seems like this is, who was it? There were four women.
I was thinking about women. I'd like to see
fall.
Women.
It was late spring, late summer or early fall, where they went from San Francisco to Hawaii. And it took
Right. Yeah, imagine the shoulder muscles, the back muscles that it takes to do that for men or women, or maybe
endurance.
What they develop after doing
stamina.
It. Yeah. Exactly. All right. Here's some news from California, the immediate effect of the storm. These things have been going on for a month. Can you imagine how life has been disrupted for so many different people? And the public safety concerns, 18, 19 people have died here. And the people in California, if they are native Californians, they haven't had experience dealing with this kind of stuff. Or if they did, they certainly haven't remembered it because it's been dry in California for decades. So anyway, a lot of vulnerable people, roads have been closed. I thought this was an interesting twist on it. There was a California Highway Patrol person that found himself at the scene of a massive mudslide, and he filmed it all these massive boulders tumbling onto the highway. This is from Fresno. This has all been posted on social media. Large boulders, mud, debris coming down these steep embankments onto the highway. Then water gushing across the pavement, almost washing that stuff out to sea. This guy was just a couple hundred feet from the rock slide. So it would seem to me that this would give one a newfound respect for Mother Nature, what it's capable of doing, good and bad. This highway is now closed, probably be closed for a couple of weeks because of all the debris that's on. I remember the last time when I was living in Santa Monica Canyon, I had a house there, and just down as you go down the PCH, like maybe 4,000 feet, you're going into the Pacific Palisades region just before you get to Malibu. And they were huge. This was in the winter of, 2016 maybe, if I remember, 2015, somewhere in there. And the rain had come like this. As you go down the Pacific Coast Highway, you can see lots of homes, obviously, there. But then there's this sort of perch or peak Pacific Palisades that drops down like drops. You couldn't build a house there. And all that stuff washes in the PCH. They had loaders, backhoes. They had graders because the road was completely covered. And they just go down and pick it up and dump the stuff in a truck. The truck would bring it down and dump it into the ocean. They come back again. What else are you going to do with the stuff? And so that's something that teaches you a lot of respect. But it also teaches, you may remember, if you were listening to me a couple of days ago when I was first talking about this, how the trees is so dry, there's no root system to the trees. So when the rain comes along, it just knocks all that stuff out. Mm-hmm. And thus, all of the roads get closed and all of the mudslides and all that other stuff that happens. So
occasionally there's the, what are they called? The word completely left me, but when the ground just gives out from under you, and the sinkholes.
Yeah, there are sinkholes all over the place in California now. So what happens down the road? There are the people, oh, it's climate change. Get lost with that stuff. Will you please? This is about infrastructure. This is about the bad management. The recall of Gavin Newsom, part of it from the people who were after him was his lack of management skills or any common sense. Anybody with common sense or leadership or both would have long since. My son and I were talking about this again last night. How much water would be saved if there were collection points all up and down, not just the coast, but everywhere in California? They need water all the time. There are always droughts. People can't take a shower. They don't have enough to drink. Come on. How much common sense does it take to make this work? And then, you know, the engineers that are trying to build barricades to keep the water. There are all kinds of problems, and none of them are being addressed. This is something. There are, every part of the country has its detracting weather. Earthquakes, this kind of rain in California, you go across the country, tornadoes in the Midwest, hurricanes on the East Coast, but there's this stuff. They're now working on building new water collection areas, new reservoirs, capturing. But this is, the governor says, well, we'll probably do some of that. Oh my God, this guy, the worst governor, and there's some pretty bad ones in America. He's the worst. You can feel my anger because it is so unnecessary. Oh my God. Speaking of unnecessary, I'm not sure what to make. I say this with a smile on my face because it's these buffoons that are out there trying to get Biden now. The same thing as people, the buffoons trying to get Trump. So the fact that they found more classified documents, and that led, as at my sister's house for dinner last night, and it was just as the CBS Evening News got on the air, and it's bulletin, breaking news, Joe Biden's got more documents. Who cares? What difference does it make? Whether Trump's got a bunch of this, or whether Biden, they're the president. They should know what's going on. And maybe if Trump took some of them with him, so what? What's he going to do? Unless he's selling secrets to the Chinese, mm-hmm. and he's not stupid enough to do that. So
yeah, and it's like the witch hunts galore.
Oh my God,
Trump
what a waste of time.
Had them after his presidency. Biden apparently took them while he was VP, not even president. So it's just good grief.
It is. Oh my God.
Like, yeah, investigate it, see what's up, make sure there's nothing, like no foul play, but not making such a big deal over it when there's so many other things that need to be addressed.
For example, yesterday flights in our country were completely halted for a couple of hours because the safety system went down. Pilots are saying that it wasn't a big deal, but the government said, well, we're taking no chances. Probably better that they erred on the side of caution. But what it did was focus on this FAA system, which has been outdated for decades.
Mm-hmm.
They've never played. The U.S. government, the Congress of the United States, has been raiding the Highway Trust Fund, the Airport Trust Fund, the Social Security Trust Fund, to the point where there is no money in any of them. So the things that are supposed to be done are coming out of current tax structure. And so all the money that was collected in this instance to fix the other countries around the world, any of the progressive countries, Europe's equivalent to the FAA, much more advanced in terms of their computers. Now, the good thing is that the planes that are being built today have all kinds of advanced computer systems in them, so they're sort of a benefit because they piggyback off of things like this problem. That's why the pilot said, you know, we could function without it. But if they're going to have it, they ought to have the right one, not the wrong one. So what do we do as taxpayers? You got screwed around yesterday if you were flying, and it's because the U.S. government has taken the money. You see, this is what people don't look at. They don't know the behind the scenes. And it doesn't take long to explain it. I can explain it in 60 seconds. They've taken, there were billions and billions of dollars that get taken. You pay, when you get on an airplane, you pay a tax. You can look at it in the, like when I make my arrangements, I do my own tickets online at American Airlines. And when you look at the cost of the ticket, it tells you what the actual ticket costs and what the airport fees are and what the government fees are, all that stuff. And the government fees are supposed to go to keeping the FAA and its tools up to date. But instead of doing that, the House and the Senate and the President goes along with it, spend the money for something else. And that money disappears, so therefore we have problems like we did yesterday. And thank heavens that there were planes in the air. There were 700-800 planes in the air at the time the thing went down. There were no incidents, because the pilots, A, know what they're doing, and B, they know how to get around it. But why should they have to? We have put the money aside to do the right thing, and yet the right thing hasn't been done. What a surprise, right? And meanwhile, we're spending a lot of time chasing Joe Biden around. All right, here's some good news. A Korean company announcing yesterday they're going to spend $2.5 billion to build a solar panel factory down in Georgia. This is the second or third of these, I think, that has been announced in the last few months. That's good news for America, good news for American workers. It's just good. Good for them. Okay, we're at 48 past the hour now, and good day.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
For everything your business needs to make this year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in store only.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bam, boom, crash, bang. You can all see that if we were around in the 60s for the Batman TV show. Okay, what does the Batman TV show have in common with All in the Family? Dun 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 dun. And what does it have in common with Dynasty?
Well, three TV shows of prominence premiered on January 12th. One in 1966, which was Batman, the TV show with Adam West as the Caped Crusader. First villain on that premiere broadcast, which had this day, January 12th, 1966, was Cesar Romero's The Joker. 1971, January 12th, CBS, All in the Family made its premiere. I can't even imagine what the premiere of that show would have done if social media existed in 1971. that was to say it would have blew up social media would have been an understatement.
Probably.
And then in 1981, yes. Dynasty premiered on ABC January 12, 1981. Joan Collins, John Forsythe, Linda Evans. Also three very popular shows all in its...
Here's the theme from Dynasty. Crank that up, James, familiar. Brings back great memories of the things, the stuff. Those are great shows. And the music helped to make them even better. Kind of like John Williams scores for all of these TV shows. Kind of like today, the Law and Order theme that is a little bit different for each of the shows, but yet you can tell it's a Law and Order production, that sort of thing. All right, so those had all the same roots, same day.
I got to tell you, when I watch the trailer that they're showing for Night Court, the new sitcom reboot on NBC that comes out next week, it sort of like throws me back in time because you don't see like sitcoms heavily promoted as much as you did back in that time period. I'm actually looking forward to that Night Court reboot with John Larroquette.
Yeah, that should be fun.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it should be fun. All right, there is a if you're a fan of Grease, there's a lot of I guess these would be clips of things going back to Rydell High School once again. So this is going to happen in April, apparently. The Grease Rise of the Pink Ladies is
premiering. What is it, Paramount Plus?
Yes, it's on Paramount Plus. Yep, yep. Yeah. They dropped a teaser for it this week. What do you think is going to come of that?
I don't know. I mean, first of all, it's on Paramount Plus, which is owned by CBS, but
right.
How many people ultimately are going to watch?
Yep.
It's just going to be one of those things of a bunch of endless thousands and thousands of streaming shows. I mean, will it catch on? I don't know. We'll see.
Well, it's just it's a 10-episode limited series.
Yeah.
Kind of like the new which is, what do you call it, from Jack Ryan. Kaczmarek. How do you pronounce it? John, not Kaczmarek. What's the guy? Kaczmarski? Kaczynski. Him too.
Yeah.
And
pretty good show.
Warren Pierce. The two of them are very good in that. That's out, apparently, now for
streaming.
Talk
about things that are losing luster. The Golden Globes ratings, 6.3 million. That's off. From 2020, it was 18.3 million.
So it's their own fault.
The telecast on Monday, Tuesday.
They put that moron on as the host, and the things that went on were just.
Yeah. I just think.
Disgusting.
I know I hate to say the same thing over, but just post COVID, the award shows seem so self indulgent more than they ever did. It sticks out like a really nasty, ugly sore thumb, and it just turns people off. They don't want to watch.
Yeah, I don't blame them. There's nothing amusing or funny. That guy was horrible. He's an embarrassment. He shouldn't have been there at all. And it just shows you how bad the judgment is. The people that run the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, how out of touch they are, to have even hired a guy that nobody really knew before, who wasn't funny, who is nasty, who wasn't a good host. There was nothing about him and his appearance there that was good. And so they shot themselves a foot, as you said, one-third the ratings they had the last time they did this show.
Yeah.
So, all right, your friend Margot Robbie, Margot in your...
I wish she was my friend, but go ahead.
Anyway, the upcoming Barbie movie, she's been interviewed. She says doing it was filled with laughter, music, she had good vibes.
The bank account probably looks better, too.
Probably does, right, okay. Yep.
I think she got a good check for that one.
She said she was cracking
up all the time. I mean, it looks ridiculous, but I have a feeling there's some sort of social commentary to it. That's why they wind up producing. That's why she got involved, and the director is a good director. So,
Ryan Gosling is Ken. She's Barbie, and Gosling is Ken. Yeah, right. Okay, well, let's see where that goes. All right, Chucker. Good man having you here back tomorrow on Movie Moments on the Good Day program. It's now 59 past the hour.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.